I'll just take just a few minutes from Brother Phil, but I did tell him that. I did tell him that, you know, I was going to be here. I was actually sitting back there, and a lot of times on Sunday nights I come in and I wonder, is he going to call me tonight? Am I going to, you know, is it going to be tonight he's going to ask me to take time? And tonight I just really felt like that was not going to be the case because I was going to be here for Sunday night when filling in for him. So I actually wasn't thinking that tonight. And it goes to show you, like they always say, that if you are speaking, you might as well always be prepared. So it always comes down to that, and I keep getting taught that lesson over and over and over again. You know, a few weeks ago I heard somebody at a meeting say they weren't, I just assumed they were members somewhere we were at. I assumed they were a member because they were always there. Whenever I've seen them at a meeting, they've always been at that meeting. Didn't have to be at that one particular church. But anywhere there was a meeting, they were there. So I just assumed they were a member of the church. Well, they had never joined. And they said that they were, and I asked about it, and they said they were getting to it, you know, that they know that's what they're supposed to do, and they're going to eventually get there. And it made me start to think, and I started to wonder about how long do we wait on the Lord, and how long do we have that when the Lord has blessed us to see what we're to do, you know, is it always going to be there? Is it always going to be where He's blessed us to see that? And I think when you go to back there to Numbers 13 and 14, you can see that that's not always the case. You know, that the Lord blessed these men back here. They blessed these men to see and to know what they were to do. Starting in Numbers 13, they send out spies into the land, and you start to sit there and think. People will always tell you, well, if you know it, that the Lord's told you that's what you're supposed to do, you can go, you got to go 100 miles an hour, that's what you got to do. Well, you know, He also shows us here that it's okay to take your time, to be slow going into it, make sure that, you know, you understand what's going on. They send spies out to this land, and they see it. And it is everything that the Lord has promised them to be. It's got everything that He said it's going to be. And they go in there, and when they come back, we know how the story goes. They come back, and everyone gives an evil report, but two of them. And when they sit there, the people are confused. You know, they're sitting there, well, we can't do that. They want to go and take the land. And Caleb, and he says, let's go do it. I'm ready. I know that the Lord is going to be with us. Let's go take this land. Well, they say, no, the walls are too great. The people are too big. Everything is too great. Now, these are the same people that have just seen the Red Sea part. They've seen all these things, them being delivered time and time again. And yet, all of a sudden, they've forgotten what the Lord has done for them. They've forgotten what the Lord has been able to overcome for them so they could have all these things, them be delivered like that. So, it shows us how soon we can forget on what the Lord has blessed us with. How soon it goes from us that, you know, we might have been coming to church for years and not ever heard it. The Lord hadn't blessed us to be able to hear it and to understand it. And then one day, we leave there and we're like, man, does He always preach like that? You know, that was really good. You know, I can remember when I left one time thinking, man, that made sense. You know, is He the only one that can make the primitive Baptists, their doctrine make sense? No, He wasn't. But the Lord had blessed me to finally to get it, to understand it, to hear it with more than just my ears. I could hear it and understand it. Well, you know what? The Lord had blessed them to see so many things and they'd forgotten. They were scared of these men, and they forgot that they were chased by this king and all these men, and the Red Sea had swallowed them up and taken care of them. So they'd forgotten it. So what happens? They go over, and when we move on, and I'm going to move very fast for you, they go on through this, and they say something about doing it, and the Lord speaks to Moses, and they're going through this conversation. He says, you know what? They're going to pay for it. You know what? This is what they're going to suffer. Well, what happens? We all know what happens, the story. They wander the wilderness for 40 years. This is what they do. For the time they spent in there in that land, seeing all that they had, They sat there and they're going to spend 40 years. Anyone 20 years and up is not going to make it into that land except for Caleb and Joshua. So they get that and they go through. Now what happens to them? They finally find out what the Lord is going to do to them, going down in the latter parts of chapter 14. And they say, you know what? No, we don't want to do that. They say, no, they mourn greatly. I'll go to verse 39, chapter 14. And Moses told these sayings unto the children of Israel, and all the people mourned greatly. He just told them what they're going to have to pay, what's going to have to happen, and they mourned greatly. Now all of a sudden, you know what? They're not too happy with their outcome of what now is going to happen to them. So they sit there and they say, no, we don't want to do that. And it says, and they arose up early in the morning and got them up into the top of the mountain, saying, lo, we be here and will go into the place which the Lord hath promised, for we have sinned. And Moses said, whereunto now do you transgress the commandment of the Lord, but it shall not prosper. Go not up, for the Lord is not among you. You know what? They said, no. After they had weighed out what it was going to cost them, they said, no, we don't want to do it. Forget it. We'll go. We're going to go into that land. We don't care how big the people are. We don't care how tall the walls are. We're going to do it. Well, you know what? It was too late. It was too late. The Lord had said no. Moses is telling them, look, you don't want to go up there now because the Lord is not going to be with you. You know what? Just because we've been blessed to understand the truth now, just because we've been blessed to know that we're supposed to join the church now, doesn't mean it's always going to be there. It's not a guarantee. The Lord didn't promise you that. Now, He did promise us things that will never change or we have no effect over. But that's something that is not promised to us. You look at all the Lord's children that are out there in this world today that are not here tonight because, one, they don't live around here. They've never heard the Primitive Baptist. They've never been blessed to understand the truth. They don't get it. But they're still the Lord's children. You know what? We're not here because we're smarter. And I can assure you, it's looking right up here, just at the two on here. It's not because we're smarter.
Thanks.
It's not because of that. The Lord is blessed. That's where it comes down to. And when you sit there and you think about it, somebody might come in and say, well, you guys don't have very many people. There's a lot of pews that are empty. Well, you know what? That's what we need to pray for. We need to pray for that. And we need to be thankful every day that the Lord has blessed us with that understanding. And I'll assure you, if you've been blessed with understanding of what you're to do, don't put it off. Don't wait. Because you could find yourself in a situation like these men right here. You could find yourself in a spot where they said, no, we can't do it. And they think that they always got that time. Well, you know what? The Lord didn't promise us tomorrow. So when He's blessed you to see it, we need to do it. May the Lord bless you, is my prayer.